Yeah, I mean, just having a great relationship with them, being able to talk to them and my family and friends, they've been great about just kind of keeping me grounded, but at the same time supporting me. And I think that's something that is truly invaluable whenever you look at things that you have to do in this league. I don't know. I mean, they're a really good football team. They have been for a very long time, and so I know that they'll be prepared and ready to play in another big game, which they've played in for a long time now.
But for you personally, have you ever used it and tried to psych yourself up and, you know, just try to get some extra motivation for a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think every single game is important. I mean, you're playing an AFC championship. I mean, that's the motivation that you need, that you want to go out there and get your goal. So for me, I focus on what's ahead. Every single game is important. This is a huge game, especially for this fan base and this community. And so I'm excited that I get to have the opportunity to play against a great team in a great atmosphere.
As soon as it became clear that the Patriots were going to win, I think all over Twitter there was the idea of passing the torch could happen in this game with Brady playing and with you playing. What do you think of that storyline? Is that something that you've seen or anything that you've had people mention to you?
I mean, I've seen it, but I mean, there's still a long ways to go. I mean, I'm a young guy. He's done so much in this league, and he's still doing it to this day. And so, I mean, he's going to play for some more years to come. So, I mean, I'm always going to strive to do some of the things that he's done with the Super Bowls that he's won. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And I mean, he's not trying to pass the torch anytime soon. I mean, he's played at a high level this year, and I expect him to keep playing at this level for at least another couple years. I mean, I think they kind of just let me do that as long as it's working. I mean, if you do those things and it's not working, they'll shut them down really quick. But that's the good thing about having Coach EB and Coach Reed and Coach Kafka is that they let me be myself as long as it goes with the offense and keeps us progressing moving forward.
Patrick, how did you go ahead?
It was a joint decision. She definitely wanted it. I was trying to wait until the off season, but she wanted to get it up here quickly, and so we've actually had it for a couple weeks now. It was getting trained and everything, so we'll have it this weekend, and we'll get to introduce it to Still, and hopefully that goes over smoothly. I mean, you always have to prepare for each and every scenario, but I feel like with this offense, I mean, you've seen all year, someone new can step up every single week. We have a lot of options. We have a lot of guys that can go out there and make plays, and they have been all season long. So whoever's open, I'll throw the ball to them, no matter who it is. And hopefully that's the formula to have success and hopefully get a win.
Patrick, what do you think the big game?
Yeah, you just can't make mistakes. I mean, they know how to capitalize on those. And we had opportunities in the first half, and I mean, I missed them with throws, or we missed them with assignments, or whatever the scenario was. And you can't make those mistakes if you want to beat teams like the Patriots, who have found ways to win for a long time now.
Hey, Patrick, what do you think the biggest factor was in you learning the value of leadership off the field?
Yeah, I think just being around great leaders kind of my whole entire life. I mean, you have to – just be around it and see how it's done. It has to be authentic. It can't be fake. Or people will sniff it out really fast. And I was fortunate enough that I've been in a lot of great situations where I've been around great leaders. And the last year of being around all these guys in this locker room has helped me build my leadership ability as this year's came to.
It seemed like after the Week 6 game, Tom made a point of it to come and just speak with you after the game. What did that mean to you as such, you know, player in the league, still kind of developing your own game?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, he's had so much success and been at the top of this game for so long. For him to give me those words of advice, I mean, are really cool. But I mean, I was kind of upset at the time. We had lost the game, but it is still a great thing when I look back on. I mean, it is a pretty cool moment.
Are you going to say what he said? I'm sorry. Are you going to say what he told you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably keep that to myself. Oh, 100%. I mean, whenever you can go out in pregame warmups and feed off energy because the fans are there packing the stadium that early, I mean, it truly is special. And we feed off that the entire game. There's not an empty seat in the stands, and I know there won't be an empty seat in Arrowhead this week, and I'm excited just to be in front of that crowd playing this AFC championship.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.